welcome back to the Roll Less Taken Campfire. We are still at camp, and I am still Graham, and I still use he and they pronouns. My character is still dead. I'm also joined by my usual friends.
Hi, I'm Em. I use they, them pronouns. I'm playing Sean, who also uses they, them pronouns.
Hello there, I am Chris. I use any pronouns, and I will be playing Sabrina, who uses she, her pronouns.
So, what actually happened last time? I know that we were having the aftermath of Achille covering all of the children in various sauces because of the quote-unquote lice epidemic.
It started with a very creepy scene of trees. I think we invited the lindworm, right? And the trees began to bleed, and the leaves began to fall off the trees and then start cutting people. And during this event, we were introduced to a new character, a new counselor, named Tad. We all hate Tad already, because Tad...
Over Tad.
Over. He's here, and we already hate him. He's a jerk who doesn't believe in the lindworm and all of its ongoing, you know, catastrophes that it's caused. So he's like, you know, standing in the wake of this bleeding tree and is just like, it's not happening.
Achille and Tad kind of threw down a bit, and then Tad was still like, yeah, well, these are just trees. So, you know, didn't change Tad's mind at all.
Who is Tad?
It was kind of fun to be a jerk.
Yeah.
Name of the episode. Who is Tad?
Who is Tad anyway?
Let's reflect on Tad.
But I think after that, y'all went to look for the well.
Mm-hmm. We left Tad and the campers behind that remained, because some of them didn't go home. Most of them went home, but a few were left behind, like, by parents who, you know, maybe were on vacation and couldn't pick up their kids. I remember Sid still being at camp, his parents kind of enjoying the week off from his neuroses.
Yeah. Oh, Sid.
He has a lot of needs.
Sid does. He's one of the, he has a lot of needs. Mm-hmm. He's very bright and very sensitive.
Yes.
And both of those aren't working to his advantage right now. I'm sure he'll figure it out as he gets older.
Yep.
But we love Sid, and but we left them behind in the good hands of Lucinda and the rest of the counselors, and we started walking into the forest with the goal of finding the well and kind of searching for Jet, maybe, and the Underhill King and solving the rabbit's riddle and all of these different tasks that we had in front of us. And then a slow fog rolled in. We had a new set called the Roaming Fen, where we kind of played out a few different moves. Sean saw Jonah, their past friend and crush, and found the harmonica that they used to play together. And then began to just run around frantically chasing the shadow of a person. Achille and Sabrina followed and kind of helped come back. But we ended up at an old bunk, an old campsite. And kind of during this event too, Sabrina shared her story of how she felt responsible for a friend's death. And then the mist slowly rolled away. Harmonica sunk back into the mud, and we were standing at the well. That's where we are.
I was just going to remark, because I recently edited the episode for where we did the whole thing with Zach and the Our Lady Oubliette, and we lost the ghost in the lake as part of that ritual. And now the ghost, or at least the sort of shadow of Sean's friend, has been spotted on land, and so I'm kind of like, that does kind of tell this interesting narrative of, like, maybe the ghost isn't gone because we forgot about them, it's, they're gone because they've come on land.
Ooh, I like that. I just got chills.
That's amazing.
I was going to quickly mention the well that I've been kind of wrangling us toward is a game design friend of mine put together a handful of rituals for Sleepaway, including one called Down the Abandoned Well. So I did want to give them a shout out. You can find their work at whatnames.itch.io. They've got this and two other rituals. I forget what the third one is, but the second was just going to Walmart, which I found really endearing. And they also just put out a PC dating simulator called Ranked Choice Dating, which I haven't gotten around to yet, but it looks adorable. And the name alone is like so worth it. So definitely check out What Names. I'll put a link in the show notes. And without any further ado, we can pick back up. Where do we want to start? To start the ritual, you're supposed to drop something in and listen for its sound. But I don't know if anybody wants to check anything out before we do that.
So when we left off, we were in an embrace, a tearful embrace. So do we want to just pick ourselves up, get it together emotionally?
Yes, that sounds lovely.
Okay. I think we're here. Do you think we go in the well?
Maybe something comes out of the well? Maybe we go in? I don't know. I'm not exactly sure. Well, what do you want? Well?
The well says nothing.
I'm getting nothing from this well. And Achilles saying this, like, turns quickly and all the bottles around his neck that were filled with the voices just shake.
I forgot about the bottles for a second.
Achilles is a mess.
I'm kind of picturing that the well is like rough-hewn stone. It was kind of, it definitely was like dug by people, not by like machine at any point. And it's just kind of like a ring of like rough-hewn stone that's kind of falling apart. I'm a little bit picturing the well from The Ring, just without the creepy girl crawling out of it and through your TV.
Nice.
So it's kind of the vibe I was getting for the well. I would also say that if you like look into the well, you cannot see the bottom. It is just, it's kind of dark where you are anyway, because you're in a forest, but it's just, you can see maybe a couple of feet and then it's just pitch dark.
Would we see water, or is it empty looking?
At least as far as you... Good questions. As far as you can see, you can't see any water, and I would say that if there is water down there, you can't really hear it either. It's just kind of still. There's no sound except for the sort of quiet of the forest.
I don't think... I'll just do it in character. I'm going to pull out the lantern that was previously Jet's that had been carried into the forest with us, and I'm just going to kind of hold it up to the group, like, maybe we can peek down inside before we make any rash decisions about jumping in?
That works for me.
And just kind of strike a match.
I think that is good. You can use my rope if you want to tie it on and lower it down, maybe. And by rope, I mean this t-shirt rag that I grabbed on our way out.
That's a great idea. We don't know if it's deep. And she'll just kind of like get everything set up and strike a match and light it. Tie the shirt around. I hope it fits inside the smallish ring I'm imagining holding it up. And just start lowering it down. Does it hit anything? What do they see?
I think, yeah, you just see like more stone for a while and then... Honestly, I think it's kind of like it gets swallowed by the darkness. Like at some point, the lantern is too dark to see. But I will kind of say the lantern light as it hits the stone, it's like very, very subtle. But like the lantern light, or the stone looks a little bit smoother and a little bit cleaner as it goes past the edges of the well.
This could be a trap. I don't feel good about this. The forest, it doesn't do nice things. I don't... We should be careful. Just starts pacing.
I think just in a split second of looking towards you and kind of worrying about you for a second, Sabrina loses her grip, and I'm going to use a weak move, bungle something you were confident you could handle, And I'm going to let go of the rope and the whole thing's just going to tumble straight into the well. But I think that could kind of start the ritual.
Wow.
Drop it in to see how deep it is. Because I wasn't sure if that's what somebody was going to do. I think like there are like probably, you know, maybe 3 seconds. And then you just hear like a very soft plink of water.
Oh my goodness.
Oops. So we know there's water, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I am not thirsty, but it is good to know.
I think we have technically already lost an item card to the well, which is one of the ritual moves.
Yeah, we lost a lantern.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at the choose one to describe with an unexpected metaphor.
Can I just take a second to admire the ideas behind this game? One, the lose an item card to the well, dunk the card in water until it is unintelligible. Like, can you imagine the pomp and circumstance of it all if we were in person just like dunking this card?
I really love that. I think there's also a direction somewhere in the book where like if you were playing in person, you're supposed to like burn an item card or something. I can't remember if that's like a ritual thing or if that's like one of the Lindworm moves, but you're just supposed to like set fire to something.
Oh, I love the drama. Yeah, right? It really brings it alive.
I have a metaphor. I'm gonna use underwater growth because that speaks to my lake soul. And I'm just gonna describe it as like looking, Sean's gonna look down into the well in the darkness. It's like, you know, kind of reminds me of when you look at the bottom of a lake and there's all that muck and plants and you don't really know what's under there. And it's kind of like that deep sadness, you know. Sometimes on the surface it's okay and you feel clear and you can get around easily. But if you ever touch that bottom undergrowth of the lake, you move a little slower, you feel the weight and drag of it all on your soul, and I don't know, kind of feeling that right now looking down into the well.
I know we came all this way out here to do that, but I can't say that your words really make me feel confident about this. Thank you for sharing though. Also, do we have another rope? Because I just lost the other one.
I always have rope on me. We got it.
Another metaphor. I think like as you're kind of walking around the outside of the well, you see like one of the stones has got carved into it a date, like a year. I haven't figured out. I think it's like 1820. Not 12, that's still too obvious. Like 1821 is what it says in there. And you realize it's kind of the marker of like when this well was built and when this camp was built. And it's kind of this weirdly comforting reminder of like people have been here before. You're not the first people to be in this, maybe not this exact situation, but a situation like this one. And also, clearly, if people went to the bottom of the well before, like, they must have come back out, or else they might have filled the well back in if it was too dangerous. So, like, it's sort of that, this weirdly, like, this isn't uncharted territory you're in. You're in, like, a place of, a human place.
I guess I can share a descriptor. I'm looking at different moves, and one is appropriated symbology, and the only like context that I knew that word in before was like cultural appropriation, but it looks like appropriated means to take something for one's own use, typically without the owner's permission. So I want to kind of like take it in that direction, and while like we're kind of Achilles pacing back and forth, I'm imagining Achilles is pacing back and forth and trips over a stone, kind of a corner of a stone, and maybe kneels down, brushes it off, and it's like an old brick or stonework. And as Achille continues to brush off undergrowth, sees that there's a path to the well. And then in that, sees a series of symbols. The first is kind of a stick figure with a long walking stick on a road. And Achille can't help but think of the hitchhiker. And then as Achille continues to clear the stones, there are some symbols that don't make as much sense. There's images of fire. There's images of roots, of blood. And then there's other symbols that they recognize, like snow falling and a woman in a veil carved on another stone. And Achille just would say, these are like memories that are ours, but also aren't ours. They belong to others. Memories from the future, maybe memories from the past. These are memories. This is a brain. This is a map. This is a map. And it's kind of just going to increase volume. And
oh, okay. A map. To it. Does it tell us what to do next?
This one is the fight, but the one closest to the well, let's see.
Sean starts, like, wiping.
Help me clear this off. Help me clear this off. It's just talking. It's just, look, there are these two figures, and they are talking at each other. I don't know what it means. Sabrina, what do you think it means?
I don't know. These memories, what do you mean these are our memories too?
Well, look. So this is a hitchhiker. This with the stick over here. No, not that one. That was fire. This one. I don't know about the fire yet, but that's something. I don't know. And then this one was that scary lady. You see?
She kind of grabs the rock with the lady on it and thinks back to that day in the forest. Oh, the forest and all of its many woes throughout this journey. She kind of squints at her and she's like, oh, I see. I don't. You're right. What is it?
And like, I don't know. I don't think they made it. I don't think these are the symbols from the people. I don't think they will go around carving themselves in rock. Somebody else is making. They made something. And maybe it's us or maybe it wasn't us. I don't know.
Question, mostly because I also just edited this episode. the only person who actually met the hitchhiker and the lady out of the three of you is Sabrina, Sean, and
it was me.
Sean and Achille were elsewhere. So I'm like, so the question that popped into my mind is, has Achille met the hitchhiker somewhere else, or is he just going off of Sabrina's description?
For storytelling, we'll say that he has met them somewhere else. Good catch, Graham. Thank you.
This is what happens when I edit. that is a cool question, I think. So I'll give you, if you want to come up with a memory for that at some point. I'm curious, but what were you about to say, Chris?
I was just going to ask, just backtracking to previously, and I don't know if this was like listener knowledge or just us knowledge, so feel free to cut it out. But doesn't Achille, like, Mickey, don't you have an arc plan where Achille is experiencing some sanity slippage or something?
Yeah, yep.
Because these supposed memories of these characters could also play into that.
I like it. Oh, that's brilliant. Yeah, I love it. Achille will just start looking at the stones after talking about the hitchhiker and then, like, kind of run towards, like, hands spread out, like, about to play the piano, but just, like, eyes darting back and forth between all of the stones, and then starts, like, running towards one that has large boulders on it. And don't you remember? And then they were coming down the hill, and we had to stop them. And so that happened at some point. So that's a memory too. And yeah, and the hitchhiker, and then all of the stars were over here. But oh, this is in the wrong order, and then just starts like rearranging them.
I'm gonna like stop Akili and be like, whoa, like don't break your shins on any stools that are not yours. They're not in your way. Let's pause here for a second.
Right. Okay.
Okay. I don't know what any of these are. So, I like what Akili was saying, that the one next to the well was these two people talking. So, is our next step just to talk?
Well, aren't we talking now?
No, but like a real talk, like Sean is saying, like a real talk, like we could like tell Sean about all of the things that you know, because you look at these and you think, I know that hitchhiker, and I know this and that.
Well, okay, I'll try. So grab the hitchhiker and the one with the apparent image of Lady Obliette and explain. Should I explain it to me, do a brief recap, or just
I explain what happened in the forest? This maybe being a move from the well of us sitting down in the quiet for a good amount of time. And it says talking about your terrible choices and listening to each other. So that could like encompass all the things that we've experienced in camp and any other things. We can just start talking.
And it seems like the things that are happening here, like time isn't making sense anymore and space isn't making sense anymore. So sometimes you have to think about which order everything happens in, and it gets a little sped up and slowed down sometimes. And maybe well, before Jet went missing, perhaps. I don't know. Maybe I think about that, how maybe we meet, maybe Jet is just taking a nap with some sandwiches, or ate lots of sandwiches and is now napping. So that's something I'm hoping for in the future and the past.
Sabrina sort of nods as if to be understanding, but is also eyeing Akili with increased worry.
I guess I think about times in the past too where I maybe lost myself a little bit in my own misery. Maybe mirroring Akili a little bit. It cost me something. I lost something.
What did you lose?
You could say I lost my head a little bit. You know that for some reason, like, at times, sometimes when you see Sean, it's almost like you don't see their head, which is a fun aspect of the character. whatever that, how I lost it after my grief, I managed to find it again, and I still carry it with me, you know? It's still around, I'm able to have a grasp on it, but losing it once means it could just be like, oh, there it goes again. You know, could be easily lost once more. So I do regret that.
What caused that?
I think it was the whole situation with Jonah and I would say a very dark place for Sean before coming back to camp and kind of getting the support from Jet. They kind of didn't see a way forward or like a future. But Jet helped. So, yeah. And that's part.
Yeah. I was kind of wondering.
What were you wondering?
Kind of like pitch the sort of mechanical, like, not mechanical, but like the way that it kind of like happened is like, because we talked about Jonah being in the,
right,
in the lake. So maybe Sean like went out and like just stuck their head in the lake and kept trying to, like, maybe with like goggles on or something, like trying to find a body And like just one time, their head didn't come back with them in like a very weird metaphorical way. Like their mind was still searching, even if their body was there. And every now and again, they're kind of, their head's still in the lake.
Ooh, I really like that.
Maps for storytelling and ideas.
Yes. Because like that's when I set up the character, I knew that they were gonna be like of a Dullahan nature, which is like the Irish headless rider. So I like all of this. I lost my head, maybe metaphorically, maybe literally. Who knows?
I think that, you know, Sean, I see that. It's like sometimes I look at you and you're there, but you're not there. And it's like a reflection, you know, kind of most of it. But yeah, like a reflection. I see what you mean. Although I don't know why you said like me, like I'm doing great. Like, you know, my head is right here.
Yeah, I mean, it's a thing that just happens, though. Like, you don't realize it's happening in the moment. Like, I didn't realize what road I was going down.
Well, I will watch out for my head. I will try to keep it with me.
Would you trust Sabrina and I to also?
Yes.
Watch out for your head for you, too?
Yes, yes. I think that would be okay. If you see my head somewhere, you could bring it back
okay.
to me.
Okay.
I'll try.
Okay, well, you know it's mine because it has my eyes, so kind of brown and coppery, and my hair. So that's a good way for you to know it's me, my head and not somebody else's head.
I'm going to like...
Sabrina just kind of looks at Sean.
And I'm going to squeeze Sabrina's forearm like, oh my god, this is going to be tough.
I assume we're sitting?
Mm-hmm.
Are we sitting? Like, did we slump down and just kind of sit?
I imagine so.
Okay.
Hmm.
Yeah. So we're just going to kind of pull her knees up to her chest and put her face in her knees.
Sabrina?
Yeah?
Are you making sure it's your head? Are you okay?
Oh, no. Yeah, I'm fine. I'm just really wish sometimes that you both are great. Yeah, I'm so happy to have met you and everyone in Chet, and yeah, I'm happy, but sometimes I wonder if maybe I should not have come back to camp after having been a camper myself. It's just a lot. Never mind it.
No.
We're gonna keep going.
Do you feel like it's, I don't know, done something bad for you? Like, has it not benefited you?
I mean, it's definitely done maybe something for my confidence, possibly, I don't know, but it just feels like it's a lot more stress, heartache, and fear than maybe it was chalked up for. I don't know. Again, this isn't helpful. I'm sorry. We should be figuring out how to get down this well and making sure Achilles' head stays on her body and yep.
No, I think this is important. No, it's pretty fucked up here. I kind of know what you mean.
Like, why did you both keep coming back after all this time, knowing what you know about this place?
Trauma bonding.
What?
Sean, just cash, you know, like... trauma bonding, like so much bad shit has happened here, but bad shit has also happened to these other people, and we can just kind of be in the same space. We understand.
I feel that too. I came back to protect Jets, and I failed.
Sabrina puts a hand on Achilles' shoulder and you didn't fail. We'll get him back. We'll get some back.
Zero out there somewhere.
Killy nods.
This is the quiet for a time.
Yeah, I know.
The move says, sit in the quiet for a time.
I was just like, maybe I'll put some music on there, like some like creepy music just to indicate that there is still podcast happening.
It's just radio.
Good plan, good plan.
Perfect.
I was going to pitch for the move that's write absolutely everything you remember. Somebody could just like carve a new rock to add to the like tableau that Achille found. Have to do all of the moves. I think it's basically just everybody keeps going until somebody decides to go down the well.
Mm-hmm.
Before we do that, can you remind me what all of the rocks were? I have Hitchhiker and Lady Obliette.
Fire.
Stars. And there, we could think of a group as some about some others. Those were just the ones that I thought.
Oh, and we
of.
Have the people talking too. Okay.
What if there's a cat? Adding to the lore that this cat is potentially ageless.
Ooh, definitely a cat.
I love that cat. I was going to say, one of the ones that's maybe conspicuous, and maybe it's just because nobody knows what it looks like, but there isn't really one that you'd be like, that's the landworm.
Ooh. I like it.
But you definitely probably also see, like, I did think about you've got one that's like a boat. And there's like a figure at the top of the boat.
Six.
Are we supposed to know what that is? Or is that something we're going to figure it out?
I was going to say in my head it's the Underhill King, but he doesn't have his antlers for some reason on this drawing.
Ooh.
And I'm mostly saying that because if somebody adds the antlers, it makes sense.
Yeah, I wasn't thinking of a specific card or anything with fire and stars. I was just adding.
I thought the stars were a reference to the stars that were stolen.
Mm-hmm.
They are now. What if we each pick one more to add to
another symbol?
What if, JK, I was going to say, what if we add the well, but that's kind of silly because like the people will know about the well if they're literally standing at it at the rock picture.
Maybe it could be what the well used to be.
It's got like a little well house on the top and like a bucket and handle and everything. Looking at what else we have on the thing.
We also don't need any more. Just kind of giving space for if there's any more we wanted to add.
Oh, maybe there's one that's just like a thundercloud.
Love it.
Ooh. Ooh, what if there's one with
the rabbits?
The hairs.
Paper thin hairs.
Which ones? The paper thin ones or the vomiting horrible ones? Or is it just a rabbit and it's up for a determination? Okay. Unclear.
Unclear.
Another memory.
Exactly. Just an image of a rabbit.
Memory. Is anybody good at drawing? Wants to do it? Or carving?
No, I'm not very good. Sabrina, I saw you doing the arts with the children. Would you want to do it?
Oh, I could give it a shot. And she'll pick up one of the stones and start. We have a... I'll take another rock. Yes, science. I'll take another rock and carve an image of a rabbit. And it's quite a good image of a rabbit. She wouldn't say so, but she's kind of smiling to herself as she draws it.
Oh, that's a very good image of a rabbit.
Oh, thank you.
It's really coming through. I feel we have a lot we can learn from you, Sabrina.
And I think with this, Sean's securing a rope to a nearby tree. Thrown it in the well. Well. Is it time?
It's right there.
Well. How many times can we say well?
Sean, I notice you have got the rope. Are you going to go in?
I mean, I was, you know, I'm all about safety, so I was getting everything ready and tying all the proper knots.
Oh, very safe. Very, very knots.
I guess I can go first if nobody else wants to.
This kind of seems to be your thing. There's water down there, so, you know.
Okay.
Keep track of your head.
I guess I gotta go, then. I guess there's no need to fear the wind if your haystacks are tied down, and I'm gonna just, like, slowly hop in.
All right.
Achille will turn to Sabrina and be like, I could see about the head missing. That one's going kind of crazy, no?
Yeah, super crazy.
Like, what is the talk of hay? That's just...
They're just sort of squinting at Achille. And she's going to peer over the side of the well and try to watch Sean on their way down until maybe she can't see them anymore.
And I think now is when we invite the Lindworm, right? Like, when we've chosen to go.
I was just getting three cards out.
Is that how it works?
Yeah, once you finish the ritual, you invite the Lindworm to act. Let's see. So I got the Queen of Clubs, the King of Diamonds, and the Five of Clubs. So the clubs... Five of Clubs is ghost stories, memories of past trauma, an extra camper who shouldn't be here.
Oh my goodness.
And who is that? Queen is a camper was found dead, stabbed 20 times, and covered in animal bones. Remove a camper character from the cork board and replace it with this card.
Okay.
King is strange massacre, scattered droplets of blood, drowned fish in the lake.
Drowned fish.
Well, we're not near the lake, so I feel like the last one is not apt for this scene.
I was gonna pitch, like, maybe that's what Sean finds at the bottom is, like, an underground lake.
Mm.
Ooh.
Oh.
Unless one of the others spoke to one of y'all.
We lost Mickey.
Mickey was so offended that they left.
They were like, I can't handle this. What was the first one again?
It was ghost stories, memories of past trauma, and an extra camper who shouldn't be here.
Yeah, that one was less exciting to me.
Hmm. The queen was camper found dead, stabbed 20 times, and covered in animal bones. And the last one was the droplets of blood and dead fish. Drowned fish.
And is that a face of that's too much or let's
that's
do it?
That's a face of thinking. What does everybody else want to do?
I have to say, I'm going to protest if I'm the one that has to pick the camper that gets killed, but something about that one, I just feel like that would be such a drama bomb and a sick thing to find upon entering this well.
Yeah.
Ooh, just at the bottom of the well.
Hmm.
Let's do it.
You want to do the dead camper?
I mean, Achille, what were you going to say? Mickey?
I was just kind of having a debate with myself. I think I mentioned in the previous podcast, like, Achille's kind of coming to the end of his story. You know, his time, and I was just considering just a different path, perhaps, but I think Achille will stay with us a little bit through another Lindworm, I think. I was considering a horrible option. It's truly horrible. Achille's weak move is to murder, right? Oh. Like, kill someone who isn't the Lindworm.
Ooh.
So I was deciding how dark is too dark in my head. Because Achille could easily murder. And then would probably die herself. But in some way, I think that would kill her. But I think that's a little too premature and a little too dark. So let's keep big baddies. Let's find some dead people at the bottom of a well.
Let's keep it light.
Let's keep it light.
You know.
Light 20 stabbings.
Just 20 stabbings.
To a camper. It's fine. Let's stay with that. That's super light.
Who's a camper?
Oh man, it has to be one that we've already talked about, right?
I would assume so. I mean, it doesn't specifically say, so we could find somebody else.
Yeah.
But we could also sacrifice a camper.
Jack?
No!
Oh, it does say remove a character camper.
Robin.
Allie. I'm reading my list.
We've got Jack, Zach, Allie, Sid, and Robin. I was gonna say we could, you know, sacrifice Robin.
They've been getting the short end of the stick this whole time.
Yeah, they really have.
Kind of feels that's like true. A sweet arc that way, but also it's so tragic.
Right.
Nothing has happened to Allie. Allie? Nothing has happened to Jack. Mm. Nothing in our minds has happened to Sid, although Sid would probably disagree.
Every day is living hell for Sid. So, okay, I agree. I think Jack, Allie, or Sid.
I actually just got an idea of all of my ideas.
Do it.
Like, I'm like, I don't want to kill any characters, but also I'm like, guess what? No. Okay.
Like, literally, I just talked about my character murdering campers, so, like, you can share your ideas.
I don't know. I just kind of, like, I don't know. We're playing up the tragedy here, mm-hmm. and maybe Robin, who's also had the short end of the stick, is a part of this, but Sid also kind of has been having a rough time, and so it would still be tragic if it were Sid.
It's Sid.
I think we should go for tragedy.
Yep, it's Sid.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm alone, right? Sid.
At the moment, yeah, I think so.
So I imagine it's like a long way down.
My heart.
And as I'm going down, I'm just like maybe feeling like slightly better after talking to like Akili and Sabrina about life, and I'm like, you know, it's gonna be okay. Like, we have each other. And then I get to the bottom of the well. And I like the idea of it being kind of an expansive space.
Hmm.
So it's hard to see. The water is not super deep down here, but I'm definitely up to my, like, thighs in water. And slowly, I'm like, you know, Sean will call up. I think it's safe. You can come down. Like, echoes slightly.
I feel like we just hear...
It's very quiet. It's very quiet.
Because it's like 100 feet, right?
Very distorted, too.
Yeah.
Did you get that, Sabina? I don't...
No, it didn't. Not a word. Mm-mm. It didn't sound distressed? Maybe we should... follow?
Yeah, that's probably right. Yeah, this is a good idea. Let's go. Starts climbing down the well.
Sabrina will also start climbing down.
And as they climb down the well, Sean's just, you know, ever the master of safety, already has their flashlight out and is gonna just start, like, walking around, looking around, and then there's just, like, an odd bump in the water floating. Seems odd. I want to make sure to investigate everything before my friends come down, so I walk over. And I imagine I recognize, like, as I'm walking over, a super red stained stuffed polar bear that I recognize as Popo. And Sean kind of drops a little bit. And then I run over and I look and I find Sid. He's been stabbed 20 times as we've established, and I don't know, like, if we want to know. I don't know. It's brutal. And I just sink into the water and I'm gonna fall silent and I'm not gonna say anything, but I'm gonna be there just next to Sid for quite some time.
Hello.
I'm gonna use a weak move, which is to stay silent when I should speak up. You probably do see my flashlight, though.
What kind of animal bones are on Sid?
Ooh, I don't know. Sid was an open cicada, as we remember. I'm trying to think of, like, something that's like the opposite of that.
I thought about rabbit, but I wasn't sure if that was too obvious. I'm trying to think of what animals eat cicadas. see if I can Google it.
What animals eat cicadas?
Oh. Bats eat cicadas?
Ooh, a bat would be good.
I don't know if that's racist to bats. It assumes that they're bad or something.
No, I think it's also perfect because Cid hates bats because they transmit rabies.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so there's bat bones. Very obviously, like, small, thin, light bones. I imagine there's bats probably flying around in this cavern as well.
I also imagine that they're tied together with twine. So it's this horrifying bat bone puppet situation.
Yikes. Another thing that I kind of like is that I'm pretty sure that we saw Cid topside before he all set out.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure
Cid
was involved in the, like, tree incident, so... there is that.
Mm-hmm. What if it was a copy?
Yeah, because Cid was talking about bloodborne illnesses.
Sean is probably now thinking about, like, was it all just a lie? Was he just a shadow as well? Was he not even real? Am I even real? Losing my head a bit.
And so then the thing is, Sabrina, what you need to remember if you get in an underground fight is you don't take the biggest guy. People think you take the biggest guy, but you take the most medium guy. That's all you need to do. Kind of as they're climbing down the ropes.
Okay, and what if there's a small? Do you not go for the small guy? I don't understand this strategy, Achille.
Oh, no. Only the most pathetic go for the small one, because the small one, the thing is, they might be good, but if they're smaller than you, what kind of message does that send? You know? I imagine we hit the bottom. But either way, you know, you don't have to. You won't be in that. But that won't happen here, really. We'll just be fighting demonic powers and such. So you don't need to worry about fighting people, I think.
Right. Should we go catch up with Sean? I think I see the flashlight over there. And Sabrina's gonna start heading over.
I'll follow Sabrina. Yeah, they look kind of dark. Why aren't they moving?
And as the pair comes up on Sean, I imagine the body is just obscured behind Sean's crumpled frame, and she is going to walk up behind them and see Cid, and she's just going to let out an insanely blood-curdling, broken-hearted scream that reverberates through the cave, or whatever this space is, and just fall out into the water, face down in the water, not even caring. Just screaming and crying. Inconsolable.
The color drains from Achille's face. Achille would run over through the water as well as one can run with water up to their thighs and their legs. And initially almost try to stir Cid. Realizing that's not working, would just hold Cid and sob. Would close his eyes as well.
Feel like after some time, a few moments. I think we need to send Cid on to the next place. Next life. Do we want to say our last goodbyes, take note of this, and then I can, perform Death's Journey?
I think you are right. Maybe Achille, with the help of Sabrina, if Sabrina is willing, can help move Cid onto the land and take off the bat and instead place a hand sanitizer just right in between its little hands, and in a way clean up the body best they can, you know, move any debris that was on Cid off.
Sabrina would... Oh, go ahead, sorry.
Very much. I was just going to say, Achille would be silent and very much helping with, like, the doing of the funeral rites, not the... just kind of following Sean's lead.
I would say Sabrina would be following, you know, Achille's lead, but is still quite loudly sobbing throughout all of this.
And in that moment, I think there would also be an awareness from Achille that, and correct me if I'm wrong here, Sabrina, but that's, this isn't the first large grief that Sabrina's had. The funeral wails somehow indicate her sadness for Cid, but also just, this is someone who's experienced pain.
It's time. And I imagine that Sean's performance of Death's Journey is, it's more to do with whatever energy is still left within Cid and going to be at peace. And I, like, if we want to get super mythical, I imagine it's more so that the body disappears in this whole scenario. Sean doesn't necessarily know exactly where it goes, but they know that it's a proper send-off for someone.
I kind of like, because I've been wangling, or like trying to wrangle something into this. Did you want to do the whole ritual, or did you just kind of want to abridge it for some time?
Oh, we can abridge it.
Okay.
And I want to know what you're thinking.
Just out of curiosity, what was the one law of death that you were gonna...
Oh, let me see.
Say we didn't have to follow the one that we could.
Yeah. Make. Let's look.
For the abridged version,
this abridged little Death's Journey. Sorry, I'm trying to go to my rituals.
It's on page 50.
Oh, page 50. I was at like 100.
Mm-hmm. In Uncanny.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, 2 seconds.
No, take your time. This is... Cid deserves it.
Our little Cid. Okay, the laws of death and the one that we are not going to follow. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one that doesn't have to be followed.
Ooh. I'm feeling... I mean, tell me what you think, too. But I was feeling like maybe the one we don't have to follow is do not say anyone's name.
Mm.
Could that play into what you were thinking about?
Actually, I think it could in a very interesting way.
Okay.
Because I'm thinking, like, once the ritual ends, but it's still kind of in that period where you're not sure if the... Oh, you do... It's the one you don't have to follow, so you are allowed to break this one, but still. I think once the ritual ends, you kind of look up, and the body is gone, but there is kind of, like, this spectral outline of Cid where he used to be sitting, or lying. And there are now two, like, fairly tall and fairly imposing figures kind of, like, investigating the body. One of whom is this, like, very large suit of armor. You cannot see a face. You can't see a head. There's just this old, moth-eaten, mossy cloak. Kind of, like, you know, draped around this figure's shoulders. And they're being very, like, you cannot hear them talking, but then you hear a voice that you do recognize from the other figure, who is just sitting there and kind of like responding, answering questions, asking questions, and getting answers with this other figure, and is kind of like, do you think it was? And like, just they don't say the word, like they don't would say the word, but you all kind of get the vibe that they mean Lindworm. And sure enough, it is Jet. It is Jet, who looks a little different than the last time you saw Zem. They
are back!
They have an armored body.
Body with a body.
They are no longer wearing, like, a shirt. They've just got kind of, like, like thin plates of stone kind of look almost grafted onto their body.
Super hot.
And there is like a
hot
a piece where their heart used to, or where their heart used to be, there's like a glass panel that you can see water flowing through. And Zir eyes are now filled with flowing water as well.
Shut the fuck up.
Zir gender is now Squire to the Cataract Knight. And across the knight's back is a huge ancient pitted sword. And I think Jet is carrying just like a spear. And Zir like conversing back and forth like detectives trying to solve a murder. Yeah, so that's kind of what you see when you come back from the ritual.
And I think I just like grab
Achilles' jaw drops and begins to walk towards Jet, or the character previously known as Jet. I'm not sure what to call them.
Jet, it is still Jet, looks up at you. Okay. But there is no recognition on Zir's face of any of the three of you. One of the questions for the new playbook I am using, the Cataract Squire, one of the questions is, choose what you held on to from before. And I had the option to choose your passion, your friendships, and your hope, but I decided not to, and instead held on to your voice, the way you move, and the way you talk.
Maximum breakage.
It's so hard to love people like this. Yeah. Not only did you take Jet away, but then you brought That's Zem right. back as like this mythical daddy, and and Achilles can do nothing about it. Okay, if Achilles wasn't crazy before, they are now.
Two of the other questions I had, just for sort of like fun background. The Cataract Knight's advice is to fight like a broken heart and make every strike hurt twice as much.
Oh!
And the Cataract Knight's weapon is the first blade ever forged, born from beneath the earth. So that's what's across the knight's back. Mm-hmm. I have a couple. I got to keep a couple of moves from the lifeguard playbook, but I can get into that later. I did have like a metaphor too, kind of one of those surprising metaphors of like. There is definitely an age, like an agedness about Jet, who it's kind of like, mm-hmm. I visited the church where my grandmother, my mom's mom, was buried, and it was kind of weird to walk around this building that like, it's beautiful, it's well preserved, it is still functioning as a church, but like the function of that church in society and in the town that it's in is different. And that's kind of what you see when you look at Jet, is like, functionally that is Jet, but the purpose is different. The purpose that you knew Zem as having is now perhaps antiquated.
Oof.
Yeah.
That's quite beautiful. I would like to contribute to the conversation with a terrible joke. since Zet's pronouns are Zay, Zem, and Achilles, or me, you refer to Zem as a daddy. Have you all heard the term zaddy?
He's our zaddy.
He's our zaddy.
I have not, but I yes. love it.
He's a daddy.
I have not, and I'm super fucking for it. Oh,
okay, that's it. Carry on.
No, I'm good. I was going to say it's fine. Yeah. A good cliffhanger to end on.
Oh man,
that's a perfect spot.
I've been looking forward to that.
I can tell.
This is the playbook I wanted to play all along.
That's some good review.
They are gorgeous. Like what?
Yeah.
Wow.
What a character right? development. What a journey. It makes me keenly aware when we look at Jet now how small our characters are in the scheme of this.
Thank you for listening to the Roll Less Taken Campfire. You have been listening to Chris as Sabrina, M as Sean, Mickey as Achilles, and Graham as Jet. We are playing Sleepaway by Jay Dragon of Possum Creek Games with some elements from the Uncanny expansion, also by Jay Dragon. If you want more information on these games, you can find that information in the show notes. You can find us on Twitter at RoleLessTaken, Instagram at TheRoleLessTaken, and Facebook as TheRoleLessTaken. That's Role with an E. Please rate and review us on Podchaser and iTunes. Also, please tell your friends about this amazing role-playing show. Tune in for our next episode. Thank you for listening, and remember to stay spooky.